7 feet. Barren, strange fruit. Blood on the leaves. And blood at the roots. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant South. Them big bulging eyes and the twisted mouth. Scent of magnolia, clean and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit. For the crows to pluck. The rain together, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the
Wednesday, September 14th, 2005. Huntsville, Texas, Associated Press. Frances Newton was executed Wednesday for the fatal shootings of her husband and two children 18 years ago, becoming the third woman and first black woman to be put to death in Texas since executions resumed in 1982. Strapped to the death chamber gurney and with her parents among the people watching, she declined to make a final statement, quietly saying no, and shaking her head when the warden asked if she would like to speak. Newton, 40, briefly turned her head to look at her family. As the drugs began flowing, she appeared to try to mouth something to her relatives, but the drugs took effect and prevented her. She coughed once and gasped as her eyes closed. She was pronounced dead 8 minutes later. One of her sisters stood against a wall at the rear of the death house, her head buried in her arms. Her parents held hands and her mother brushed away a tear before they walked to the back of the chamber to console their other daughter. About 3 dozen demonstrators chanted outside, but the crowd paled in comparison to the hundreds who gathered in 1998 to protest the execution of Carla Faye Tucker, the first woman executed in Texas since the Civil War. There's more of that at CNN.com. I'll put that in the show notes. Wow. I'm not sure why this is affecting me as strongly as it is. I was at a vigil tonight, right on the corner of Shepherd and Westheimer in Houston. There were about 8 people there. Some people honked and gave thumbs up and things like that. But most people just drove by, ignored her signs, and tried to avoid making eye contact with us. Eight people were out there. There were more in Huntsville. I wish I could have been out there, but I'm glad I was where I was. I don't really know what to say, and I'm having one of those moments of wanting to delete this show and start over, but I think it's important to be genuine with how I feel about this, even if I don't know how to really say it. The death penalty is a barbaric practice. Just the fact that it requires explanation is sad to me. This is show 12, and I think I'll leave it like it is. Francis Newton was killed right after 6 o'clock today. Having never received a fair trial, and I think that's it. That was Nina Simone in the beginning of the show with Strange Fruit. I thought it was appropriate for tonight, and here's a song by Beth Nielsen Chapman. This is called The Color of Roses. And that's it.
What is out of our hands? to know and to trust what the heart understands. Only the ones who believe ever see what they dream, ever dream what comes true. Magic and life brings us tragedy. Everyone suffers some loss. Still, we have faith in it, childlike hope. There's a reason that outweighs the cost. Sometimes the spirit refuses to play. Only the ones who believe ever see what they dream, ever dream what comes true. Not miss one to the tears in the rain. That's what the color of roses contain. Only the ones who believe ever see what they dream, ever dream. What comes true.